Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Munkenass St. Louis Honda and Mitsubishi Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munkenass St. Louis Mitsubishi on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
11:29 in St. Louis. I'm Mike Kelly. This is Sports on a Sunday. Cardinal baseball coming up from Florida. The last game in Jupiter against the Marlins taking place. Our pregame coverage with Mike and John at 11:45. We say good morning to the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. How are you, Mo?
I'm doing well, thank you. Good morning.
Well, congratulations on a very productive Saturday.
Yeah, obviously it was exciting news for us, and more importantly, just to get that done. Certainly we could have gone into the season, but having something like that linger could become a distraction, and it might become a discussion point, sort of week in and week out. So, obviously there was a mutual desire to get something done, and, I'm just happy we ended up where we did.
Did it surprise you that, he was anxious to go ahead and get moving as soon as possible during that casual conversation in which you were sipping your coffee?
I wouldn't say surprised. I just didn't really know. Yeah. Someone was asking me the other day about sort of how these things go. And, I think back to my relationship with Scott Rolen during that negotiation or Matt Holliday. And in both cases, I knew them, more than I know Paul. And so in this particular case, I just didn't want to do something that put us on the wrong foot. And certainly everything had gone fairly splendidly since the acquisition, and there was a good vibe, and so I really wanted him to sort of direct the direction he wanted this to move, and so that was the point of that conversation that day. And when you say surprised, what I was encouraged, and that allowed us to begin dialogue, and subsequently a few weeks later here we are. And I think it's great news for the organization. I know he's excited, and I like what he said yesterday. This is about winning. This is about doing something special, and I think when you have players that believe in that and want to see that happen, it puts you in a pretty good spot.
Two other extensions were announced yesterday around Major League Baseball, including Chris Sale. As you look at the change, I guess, if you will, in the wind, between 15 and 18, there were 21 spring training extensions announced. There have been 17 already this year. Why do you think the change is happening?
Well, I think first off, it's a compliment to people's organizations because it means players are finding a desire to want to stay someplace. And I think in a lot of ways, that's good for baseball.
Absolutely.
When you think about sort of past errors where it became very transient and people are always on the move, I think it's somewhat nice that you're seeing star players want to stay a part of something and be a part of it from start to finish. So, I think it's positive. I think, we've always been, a team that's tried to extend their players and give them that first bite of the apple and, hopefully subsequently, bites later. But, it's something I think, as people were the skies falling in a month and a half ago, I think people now are realizing, it might just be a new norm.
Evaluate the first spring training that Mike Shildt had a chance to run as the Cardinals manager.
Well, I think it's been very impressive. You would expect me to say nothing less. I think the real takeaway here is just how he has sort of built this camp up to more of a crescendo and trying to get us to when Thursday comes, this team is ready. And, I feel like the way he's had the ebb and flow of his lineup, the way he is expected what type of work he wants from those individuals to improve upon their skill sets has been just fun to watch. It's been very strategic, very intentional. And when you sit in my seat, it's very welcoming.
Yeah. All right. So some news that's come out the last couple of days, obviously, is as the roster is taking shape, Matt Wieters has made the team.
Yeah. I think it's not really a surprise. I mean, unfortunately, in Francisco Pena's case, you know, he just didn't play much, and it's very hard to sort of make those types of decisions. I do think having someone that hits from the left side is a nice weapon to have on your roster. So, you know, as you saw that happening, I think, you know, having someone with his resume, you know, made sense. And, you know, someone asked me, like, well, you know, was this a big deal? And I said, well, it wasn't a big deal, but it was a deal that ultimately, back in November, December, when we were searching for a backup catcher, we could have never envisioned. So, you know, I think, you know, how the market played out benefited us in this particular case. And, you know, it looks like a nice addition for us.
John Brebbia has made the team as well, which was announced by Mike Schilt a little earlier this morning.
Yeah, so Breb, you know, he had a nice camp. I think when you're looking at how the roster shakes out, I think, you know, clearly the most important thing you got to do with these, like, last decisions is have some people that give you the flexibility. Uh-huh. And the one thing I like about our bullpen is you know, it's not one-dimensional. I think we have a lot of flexibility built into it in terms of left-right, and our right-handers, especially when you look at the back end of that, I think are fairly dynamic in the sense of I don't think they fear a left-hand hitter.
Exactly. Give me a thought on what you saw from Alex Reyes this spring.
Well, you know, I will be – when I answer that, I want to say that I was a bit nervous. You know, two reasons. One, I was just very hopeful that he'd be healthy. And two, I just thought, you know, would he be able to knock the rust off? And I don't know if that's even the right phrase, but meaning that here's a guy that just hasn't pitched a whole lot in 2 years. What are we going to see? And I think early on in camp, I was a little bit concerned of command or control even of the strike zone. I think as he's gotten to the point where he's at today, I think there's a lot of confidence in what you're seeing out of him. And perhaps most importantly, he's confident. And so, you know, when you look at just pure stuff, it's there. But, you know, stuff alone doesn't get people out. You've got to be able to work up and down in that strike zone, in and out. And the last few outings, there's been a lot of positives out of him, and I think that's exciting.
From your vantage point, John, what was, if you will, the most significant development throughout the course of the spring? Was it Hudson basically jumping forward and saying the third spot in the rotation's mine?
Wow, great observation. I was just talking to some people about that. I think there were a lot of questions on who was going to end up getting that fifth spot, and there's always sort of like, well, someone will get it because you need it, but he earned it, mm-hmm. and or won it, however you want to think about it. So that was really impressive. And, you know, I just think when you watched him yesterday, he did exactly what you'd expect him to do. It's you know, he's starting to get more swing and misses, which is good, and that means that breaking ball's coming along. And the other part is when he does get a runner on, your confidence of him getting a ground ball to follow that is really high. So that was great to see. And I would also say, too, a healthy Ozuna mm-hmm. is, I think, you know, our fans are going to see someone that we didn't see last year.
Michaelis, Flaherty, Hudson, Waka, and Waino. Michaelis gets the start to begin the season. In Milwaukee, that means Flaherty will get the start in the home opener coming up in just a little bit of time. It's amazing that it is upon us. What are you going to do with Jerko?
Well, he will start the season on the IL, and I think, you know, this week we'll keep him down here where he can get at bats and get going. So he is cleared to do baseball activity, but as you can imagine, I mean, the timing and things you want to see worked on, that's what he needs to do. So it just makes the most sense for us. Just do that, and then, you know, ultimately, then we can put our roster together.
And Karp will gets the start today and will lead off, right?
He does. I saw him this morning sipping coffee there, too. And, I mean, it was wee hours. It was like 6 a.m. or something. But he was like, I go, are you going to play today? He's like, absolutely. And so he feels pretty good about where he's at. Obviously, we're going to try to get him some at-bats, too, down here this week because it's just easier. And then hopefully he can join the club and start for us.
Let me end with this. Your biggest concern is this team breaks camp.
Boy, I hate that. way to end on that. That's very negative.
Well, it's not negative. It's an observation from your. Is it playing the game cleanly? Is it being sharper on the base path? Is it?
Yeah, I don't have a concern.
Okay.
And you know, those narratives are in the past. I mean, this is a new team, it's been a new strategy, and I think just the overall excitement of how this group feels about themselves is going to be fun to watch.
You wanted to say that wasn't one of my better questions, and I would have been fine if you would have said that, by the way. So, anyway.
No, it's not for me to judge, but I just feel like here we are. It's, spring's upon us. It's season's upon us, and there's a lot of excitement here. So,
yeah.
For people that aren't here, they just have to believe me, and hopefully we can get off on the right foot and get this thing moving.
Let's get it rolling. Have a safe trip to Memphis, and we'll see you soon. Thank you for your time
today.
That
sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care. That is John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. Cardinals coming up in just a couple of minutes here on KMOX.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.